Good day, Audio Boo people. Today is, in this part of the country, it's August 16th, 2013. And some parts may still be the 15th, depending on where and when you're listening to this boo. It's Hans Last here with another boo here. And just want to talk about it. I wanted to do this a couple days ago. This is just kind of a memory one, where I look back 10 years ago to the major blackout of 2003. Where was I during the blackout of 2003? Well, I was in St. Catharines. I was with my first wife, Denise, or Niecy, as many people online know her. We were in a townhouse, and it didn't affect our townhouse directly when it happened. It was about 3, almost 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I was on the computer, and Denise was down on her computer. I was listening just to online radio, to WSM, actually. And they had their newscast, and it was actually there I heard about the blackout, believe it or not. They'd said that power's out to many parts of U.S. and Canada, and they said like to Montreal and even Toronto, and I thought, well, obviously we're not affected here. So we thought nothing more about it. And then we were going to go to Taco Bell and get some supper. Well, I went out, put my shoes on, of course, where the townhouse was, right near Walmart. It was just about maybe 10 minutes walk to Taco Bell. I get there. Some guy comes to one of the guys working there comes to the door and says, we're closed. We've got no power. And like, oh, okay. And then McDonald's said, well, maybe go to about if, you know, McDonald's. And he said, I don't know. We may or may not have power. So I thought, well, this is interesting. So anyway, went back home and said, there's no power at Taco Bell or McDonald's, so we had to find something for supper. And then we put on the news, of course, and talking about all this blackout and, you know, Toronto, and talking about all people getting stuck in the elevators and having to go down, and, of course, no subway service. And then they actually had on the news, like they had coverage, and there was somebody that was on there, some call that came in, and I think it was something about thank you for taking my call, and I guess it was something who I don't know what it was, but I think they kind of talked about, and they kind of, I mean, they didn't get upset, it was nothing nasty or anything like that, but I know they gave a website, thank you for taking my call. I think it was a hoax caller, I think, that claimed about, I don't know what they claimed, but anyway, it was something kind of absurd at any rate. And so anyway, and sure enough, I went to the website, just had something in there. I don't know anything about that. But anyway, so, you know, and then I turned the radio on, listening to the stations out of Toronto, and out of Hamilton. They were talking all about it, and then eventually the internet went out about 8 o'clock, and it said that, yes, that their backup servers had finally run out of battery power. And so then, at which point, then we had no internet for a while. I think it came back on after a few hours. So the next morning, we were listening to about all coverage about different areas slowly but surely coming back on. And about 1 o'clock in the afternoon on the day of the 15th, after when power was coming back on, our power in the area of our townhouse finally went out from about 1 o'clock to about 7 o'clock in the evening. So for 6 hours then, which was, but they had said that people that would have that had power, even if it was back on, it may go out because they were trying to restore it. And so at that point, hearing about, and they were talking for days, telling people to conserve energy and just, you know, not use their electricity very sparingly. Even in Walmart, they had the lights off, or, well, not all of them, but they had the lighting cut back, reduced. And so that was really something. And so finally, after it was almost a week before everything finally was back to normal. And, of course, to find out, all this power outage was a tree branch in Ohio, in the state of Ohio, touching the power lines. And it had a domino effect on the entire grid system. It was here, like Ontario. I think it went into Quebec, Michigan, a lot of state, like northern states had it. So it was a good chunk. I think it was like 50 million customers. And it was recorded as the worst blackout in North American history. So That's where I was. That's where I was thinking 10 years ago today. Again, people talked about how they were able to look at the stars because there were no streetlights anywhere that were on. My parents, who live in Niagara-on-the-Lake, incidentally, they, just their perception where their house, they got lucky. They escaped the blackout. But just them, because I think my uncle, just two blocks away, my relatives, they lost power, if I remember correctly, or there, maybe they not, I don't know. But my parents had power, which was amazing. So there you go. So that was 10 years ago. Well, 10 years and 2 days ago now, almost. So there I was, my memories of the blackout of 2003, August 14th, 2003. So everybody, thanks for listening, and have a blessed rest of day, night, morning, whichever, whenever you listen to this. So long, everybody.